Isn't this a sports show?
Papa, tell me about the radio days.
Almost entirely.
I remember hearing this one radio show where they did nothing but visual gags on an audio medium. The host did a whole segment with his nose taped to his forehead.
This is Almost Entirely Sports with Joshua Briscoe.
No questions so far.
No questions so far. Nobody wants to ask me anything.
No one's watching.
Oh, goodness.
On 1510 AM, 94.5 FM, and the ESPN Kansas City Facebook page.
I've carried this Patrick Mahomes hype for a full-term pregnancy.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at JB Briscoe.
I want to birth it into the world.
On ESPN Kansas City.
Hey, Rudy.
What's up, man?
How are you doing?
It's been a day.
Rudy just got here, like, 10 seconds ago, and I don't even know where he was, and I just said when he got here, don't talk about it, just let me know whenever we start the show, we'll find out what's been going on. I have half of a stuffed pepper here, some of the free food that was made over on the 810 side of things.
At first, I thought it was a peach, so I'm happy that you said pepper, because those are two very different things.
Yeah, stuffing a peach with, like, some marinara sauce and cheese and maybe pepperoni.
Could you imagine thinking, like, what, you're about to eat a peach, and then you take a bite into it,
sweet,
but it's a pepper?
It's a pretty sweet pepper. Honestly, I like a good yellow bell pepper. I think I would have survived with that. But that's one thing that's going on. We're going to find out about Rudy's day in a second. Second part of what's going on is that I needed to go to the bathroom before the show started because I've got this Oroot 44 Sonic drink.
See, I was going to get you one until mass hysteria broke out because, like, you got me one yesterday. So the plan was on the way back, I'll stop off. I'll get Josh one.
It's very kind of you.
And then mass hysteria kicked in.
My bladder would have literally exploded. I would have tried, but my bladder would have literally exploded. And so whenever Rudy called me, he was like, mass hysteria. Running the worst time, like, cool, all right, no worries, I'll get everything set up, and we got the show, but it took away my bathroom break before the show. Also, not that, if you're a regular listener to this show, it's not like this is a terribly well-prepared show on a regular basis, but usually, like, Beards and I will say, like, two things before the show. Even if it's Beards going, what's the plan today? And I say, I don't know, go to hell. Which is usually what happens whenever he gets here at, like, 2:30. He's like, all right, what's your plan? Like, man, it's 2:30. The show starts at 4. My plan is to come up with a plan in the next 90 minutes.
That's a future Josh problem.
It really is. On this much smaller scale than the Jeff Bezos-related one. Anyway, Rudy Salazar is here. He's back with us today, maybe tomorrow. I'm on Sports Night tomorrow. Rudy will be over there with me tomorrow. Lots of voices, lots of places. And I guess, Rudy, I'll just sort of let you fill in the void here. If you're settled, I know you're, like, moving things around still. Where were you today? What happened?
So I got here pretty early. This whole day has been a...
I'm going to eat this piece of asparagus into the microphone while you're doing it. Just have a nice sonic...
Yeah. So this whole day has been a bit of a mess.
Are you having flashbacks yet?
A little bit. So I got here about 7:50 to get ready because I had a remote at Worth Harley Davidson. Never been there before. Amazing place. Not only do they sell, like, motorcycles, they actually have a barbecue restaurant there.
Sounds pretty cool.
So good.
What time was so that?
So
good.
So that was from 10 to 2. So I got here a little before 8. I got to be out there by 9. I'm waiting for equipment to get here because the equipment was not here.
Okay.
And not a huge deal. I would have liked to have been there by 9, got there at 9:10.
It's fine.
That's fine.
It's fine.
I'm still 50 minutes ahead of time. Mm-hmm. It's not a big deal. We just prefer an hour. That's
sure.
Not a big deal. So that gets done. We get done about 1:45 is when I leave because I had to then go at 2 o'clock, which is the end of Petro Show, but also meet Cody over at and Steven at Lady Jane's.
Oh, right.
Steven had a thing here that kind of delayed him. So he got there a bit later. So, like, that was supposed to start at 2. I don't think it starts like 2:20, 2:30.
Uh-huh.
And so that delayed everything else. And then so the other plan was I was supposed to go pick up new shirts from Charlie Hustle on the way back.
Oh, dope.
But then all of a sudden it was 4:15. And I'm like, it's a 40-minute drive back to the
3:15,
station.
3:15, but still, right.
And it's a 40-minute drive back to the station. So I'm like, Cody, I hate to make you do this since it's not your job, but can you film the rest of... Because Cody already had his haircut.
Right.
Can you film the rest of Steven getting his beard trimmed for me? Because I've got to... I don't know how long this is going to take.
Right.
And I know, like, Lebo could have at the very least played an intro, and
sure.
he could have just, like, talked to nobody.
Yeah.
For, like, 5 or 10
minutes.
That's
usually what I feel like I'm doing whenever Beards is here.
But it may have taken, like, another 20, 25 minutes, and I want Lebo to sit in here and play a break.
Yeah,
and
then
all of a sudden, so I'm like, Cody, can you just... And Cody was like, yeah, no problem. And, dude, so I just ran to the car.
What were these shirts you were picking up? Were these station shirts?
Yeah, new Charlie Hustle shirts.
Oh,
station
one.
Shirts. So
one.
Maybe picking them up tomorrow. We'll see.
I want to save me one, please.
And so I'm trying to set up the GPS on the truck, but it won't let you type it in as you're moving, so I'm trying to do the voice thing. And I'm like, 6721 West 121st. 6721 Laguna Street. No!
No, no.
And at one time, I just yelled 10 times in a row, no, 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 no. And it responded with, I did not get that. And I'm like, and I stopped.
And then you drove into a ditch, and that's what took you so
long. So I just went with the phone, which was fine.
Which is also fine.
And then, of course, once I get to Metcalf, it still says 653. I'm at the exit.
353.
Sorry,
you are. I am so worried about your ability to tell time.
This day, dude. I'm telling you, everything's blending together.
So I understand. 353. I forgot what day it was earlier.
And I'm just off the Metcalf exit, just off the exit to get off Metcalf off 435.
Right.
And it just doesn't turn green.
Awesome.
I sat there for 3 minutes, and it would not turn green.
Perfect.
So finally it does. And at that point, it says, 356, I think. I'm like, okay. And then I hit the next light. Now it says 357.
There are like 5 lights between that exit and the station.
And
you can hit all of them or miss all of them. It's a day-by-day
basis.
Each
time I hit one, it just kept saying, one more minute. I'm like, oh, God. One more minute. Oh, God. Then all of a sudden, it says like 359. I'm like, I don't think this is going to work. Because like, I'll be at the station 359, but I'm still going to run upstairs. I'm like, and the first time I call, you don't pick up. I'm like, oh,
and
God.
I didn't.
I'm like, oh, God.
My phone was on silent.
Josh is not going to realize it. He's not even going to realize nobody's there because he's used to, that's what it's like with beards anyway. So he's going to assume the intro is going to play and it's not going to play.
Yep. This is something that you might not know. I don't make eye contact with beards ever. I don't want him getting a big head. So I just am always looking at the console. And the first time I know that Beards is actually here every day is whenever he starts playing the intro. And today I would have been doing that same thing by habit. And then there would have been no intro playing. And I would have looked up just to an empty dark room.
Yeah, these today and tomorrow and Saturday are going to be really real fun days.
Yeah.
We're going to see a lot of each other the next 2 days.
We are. Today, Rudy and I are working on this. Tomorrow is probably me and Rudy on this show, and then also me and Rudy on Sports Night, and then also me and Rudy on Baseball Tonight postgame. And then on Saturday, Rudy and I are going out to cover going to the T-Bone Stadium to cover the Frank Mason Celebrity Softball game. And then we're going over to cover the Sporting Open Cup game. And is that it? And then we don't have to see each other on Sunday. You're working, but
yeah,
I'm staying
home.
I'll
be here Sunday.
Sunday I'm going to turn on my window AC unit as low as it will go. And I'm going to lay on my back. And I'm going to listen to podcasts that have nothing to do with sports. And see if I can sleep until 2 p.m.
See, like, as of right now, that's my Monday. So, as of right now, nothing's scheduled for Monday. So, the plan is, if nothing stays scheduled, pop up some Dido, just really get old school.
I don't know what Dido is.
Of course you don't. You're too young.
I'm sorry. What's Dido?
Oh, so Dido was
it sounds sort of familiar,
She was a singer, back in, late 90s. She was,
D-I-D-O?
Yeah, really high-pitched voice, super, super sappy songs. I don't know if you ever saw Scrubs, but there's a scene in Scrubs where he's like, if my heart could write words, this is what it would be. And so I love Dido because of that show. There's one song, I can't remember what it's called. Dido has a song you'd probably recognize if you heard it.
There's a song called Thank You, White Flag, Here With Me.
Gotta find Dido to play now.
Sand in My Shoes, Don't Leave Home. Life for Rent, No Freedom, Hunter.
We have Dido in the system, apparently.
Okay, all right, good. All right, well, let's go ahead and hit that, because I have no idea what you're talking about. Just could not have less of a clue. Which one is this?
This is Here With Me. I think this was her big one, like her main big one, but I don't remember.
Is this the only Dido song we have?
Oh, we got a couple of Dido songs.
Really?
Somebody was a Dido fan here at some point.
Yeah, I don't. Is the chorus big? I got that. Fun fact,
I may have
about,
to like look through some of them. And
fun
find
fact
the right
about
one.
Dido, whose full name is Florian Cloud de Bonneville O'Malley Armstrong. She was born. Do you know when Dido was born, Rudy?
Guessing she's probably like in her 40s now.
She's 46, but she was born on Christmas.
I bet that's why she has a song called "We Have It Here in the System," Christmas Day.
I mean, go ahead. Sure, why not? Why wouldn't we? This is what you're dreaming of on Monday.
Came riding past on a snow blue winter's day.
This is nothing, Rudy. Turn this down slightly so I can talk over it. This is nothing. What is this? Like, I guess it's fine. It's inoffensive. But it's just doing nothing for me. And I've never heard it before.
Okay, this next one's the popular one, is what I found out.
Did someone just call in to give you that information?
Yeah, I just went by my name. He called last time.
George. He knew this? He knew the... Okay, what's the popular Dido song?
This is White Flag.
White Flag. Okay, this is the one. I did read this off. I mean... I don't recognize it yet, but it's kind of a bop.
This was her big song. But if I didn't say it, well, I'd still she sung the love songs though, you know. So it's just when you really got to get in touch with your feels, you just play a little Dido. Old school like record though, you know. You can't play like MP3. Even though I don't have one of those, I'll figure it out.
Do you know that Karl Rove was born on Christmas?
I didn't.
I didn't think you would have.
My sister was Christmas Eve. Not Christmas, though.
I was born 2 days before Christmas.
She
Ken
hated
Stabler.
It. Did you hate it?
Oh, of course I hated
yeah,
it.
Yeah, because like, she hated it. Like, she's like, I want a
you
one day
for my
birthday.
You go see extended family, yeah. And they're like, here's your Christmas birthday present. Hell out of here.
That would suck.
If my mom is listening right now at all from Florida, we would find out because she would call in or text me. Jimmy Buffett was born on Christmas. Humphrey Bogart was born on Christmas. Ed Hockley was born on Christmas.
You're so much like all those people, too.
I have often... Justin Trudeau was born on Christmas. Why is Justin Trudeau after Ed Hockley on this list? Demaryius Thomas. All right, well, I'm going to look up famous people with my birthday. My mom was always like, we always made sure you didn't have any birthday Christmas combo things, and that's true. But my parents did it well. But like, I'd have to have my parties like a week before my mom said she's listening. She messaged me. She said she hasn't listened to the show like while they've been in Florida because it hasn't been on Facebook and stuff. And now she's listening to me complain about my birthday.
Perfect timing.
She just messaged in all caps, your birthday was always special.
My birthdays were always interesting. So, like, when I was 5, I had a birthday party. We did a Pizza Hut. And my mom told me, I don't really remember this, that I came up to her about midway through it. And she looked at her like, Mom, this is too much. And so, like, I never had a birthday party after that. Like, all I wanted was take me out to a nice meal.
Yep.
Take me to Walmart. Let me buy a new video game. I'm good to go.
I get that.
Like, I was a simpleton.
And I understand.
Guess, like, I don't really remember this well, but my mom said, like, when I was, like, 5, she's like, this is too much.
What was your birthday?
August 30th.
That's funny. And also, like, I get it. You're a low maintenance celebrator. August 30th, a couple of big names here. BB Rexha, the singer who'll be the Dido or whatever of 20 years from now. Cameron Diaz and Warren Buffett.
You're clearly missing my favorite though.
Is it Jun Matsumoto?
Yeah.
Is he by the coloring in his headshot here, I'm guessing he's like a K-pop star.
Japanese singer, so not full K-pop.
All right,
but J-pop,
that's close enough.
But Japanese singer, actor, radio host, dancer, and model. This guy is a quintuple threat.
That's my dream.
Yeah, this guy is you. This guy is everything that you've
inspired
to be.
Singer, actor, radio host, dancer, and model.
This guy is everything you have inspired to be in life.
Jun Matsumoto, I'm so sorry that it took us this long to meet. This is what I... Yeah, you're...
He was a part of Arashi.
Sure. I'm a big fan of Arashi.
They're J-pop, rock, R&B, and hip-hop. They do everything.
I have a friend from college who is like way into K-pop now, and I don't understand it all that well, but at some point we have to call him and ask him if he has any inside information on Jun Matsumoto.
I mean, K-pop, I'm not gonna sit here and bash it. Like, I wouldn't say I'm into it, but there are some songs that are really catchy. Like, every now and then I've just heard a song pop up like on a TV show or something. I'm like, huh, this is catchy. In my film class, we had to watch like a lot of Japanese like films and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And so like we had to watch like old stuff, mostly older stuff, but every now and then he'd pop into something newer to like show
right.
the difference and whatnot.
Sure.
Yeah, there's some catchy stuff.
What class was this for?
This was my film class.
Makes sense.
Yeah, I can't remember specifically which one what this film class was called, because I took like film and literature, mm-hmm. Which obviously books that were made into movies.
That makes sense. That sounds like fun.
Other film classes, that one was like mostly old. One was like old Japanese and Italian movies.
Do you know Paulo Sousa, former Portugal footballer?
Say the name sounds familiar, but I don't.
Disappointing. You guys had the same birthday. Your birthday really drops down though after Jun Matsumoto.
See, I knew there was Cameron Diaz, but I.
Warren Buffett's
never,
pretty
yeah,
good.
Yeah, Warren Buffett's good. I've never known. Like, I knew there wasn't a lot of like really famous people born on my birthday.
Yeah, mine
which
sucks.
Which is also, I'll blame my parents for why I'm better than.
Yep, plan this out better.
Because maybe my mom waits like one more day or one day early. I don't know what 29th or the 30th
Cross your legs,
like,
mom. Yeah, let's
but
find
maybe
out.
Maybe it's a lot better.
I don't want to say that she should have gotten you out a day earlier, but August 31st, Richard Greer. It's kind of the whole list.
I mean, Chris Tucker, Joe Budden, like these guys were
fine.
Like I would have been a 90s celebrity.
Well,
or 2000s. Early
oh my god,
mid 2000s.
No,
celebrity.
She was a day late. August 29th, Michael Jackson, Liam Payne, John McCain.
See? If one day sooner, man, my life would be different. I would be on that side of the glass, and you'd be on this side.
That's true. Also, August 29th, remember Fred, the YouTube channel? Hey, it's Fred!
Yeah, that dude.
That guy. Chris Hadfield, the astronaut.
Pepe Reina, famous soccer player. I know that guy.
Michael Jackson, John McCain, Liam Payne sounds like an updated line and we didn't start the fire. Michael Jackson, John McCain, something, something, Liam Payne. Hold on. I got to find another name on this list that I recognize. Okay, got it. Ready? Here's an updated verse. Oh, no, I lost it. Michael Jackson, John McCain, hey, it's Fred, Liam Payne. Come on, let's do this.
That's good.
It's good. That's just, we were born on the 29th in the hottest month. We sweat a lot. That's pretty good. Yeah, so I have Eddie Vedder and TJ Oshie. Just won a Stanley Cup, I guess.
I was going to say, yeah, TJ Oshie, really cool moment we went to. I guess his dad has Alzheimer's. And he was like,
"Oh, I saw that."
I don't think my dad's gonna forget about that. Yeah, really teared you up, man.
Yeah, it was good. I guess the good way for me to look at this is that I've got a pretty clear path to the top of the list here. Like, I think with a relatively successful career, I can get on the list if I can clear Kirby Smart.
See, I've got a pretty good path to, like, top five, but I'm never passing Warren Buffett or Cameron Diaz.
No,
like, that's
no,
like
that's true.
It's impossible to get to number one just because those top like two are pretty solid. I mean, I'll never pass Warren Buffett. I can try, I'll never pass.
There's so many people at the top of the list on my birthday that I don't know who this is. August 29th. See, that's the, do you want to be in good company or do you want to have a path to the top?
I noticed too on the 29th, there's a lot of like YouTube stars on the 29th.
Oh, there you go. Maybe that would have, maybe you could have followed in their footsteps. Maybe you would have been straight. Maybe you would have been
like, do you know Mateo Bowles? He's apparently a YouTube star. I've never heard of him.
I don't.
But he's apparently a YouTube star. He was born on
my mom is now telling me that I got three birthday parties every year.
Oh, Leah Michelle from Glee was also on the 29th.
Mom, I'm not holding it against you anymore. It's okay. I recognize Carla Gugino or something, but I don't know what from. I don't know what has she been in that is familiar. I feel like she must have been in like a TV show for a minute or something. Do you have any idea who I'm talking about?
I don't. I can't say that I've heard of that name before.
I wouldn't recognize the name either. Yeah, I recognize her face. I don't know why.
Okay, yeah. Maybe if I saw her, yeah, I'm with you.
She was in Watchmen, which I never saw.
Watchmen was kind of like the weird superhero-ish
movie. They're making San Andreas 2. The Rock movie with the San Andreas fault.
When you said San Andreas 2, I thought of Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. I was like, whoa,
no,
that would be sweet.
Nope, not that.
I just went from really high to a real low pretty quick.
They made this movie where the San Andreas fault finally, whatever, faults, I guess. And then they're making a second one. Like, what is this? Is the second one just called, is it like San Andreas 2, Tectonic Plate Shift? What are you talking about?
Is there another, like, San Andreas, like in a different part of the world? Maybe he decides, you know what, I really want to live in San Andreas, but our San Andreas is destroyed, so I'm going to San Andreas in
really
Guam. I don't know if Guam has a San Andreas. It's the first country that popped in my head, so we're going to say Guam has a San Andreas. And maybe that San Andreas now gets attacked. Motto of the story, don't live in San Andreas's.
Okay, so there's a San Andreas fault in California, but I'd like to find... This is whenever I feel really good about my ability to Google things generally. This is one of those real challenges. How do you find another San Andreas? Like, how would you find another Paris? Which I think is honestly pretty...
Texas.
Right, I think, right. That's the thing you know, though. I'm on Google Maps searching for San Andreas, and it's really trying to keep me stuck on this one. I'm zooming way out. I got
when
nothing.
I Google San Andreas, I keep getting Grand Theft Auto links.
That's also fair. All right. Well, we successfully figured out where you were during the hours before the show, and I think it's time that I can finally celebrate the earning of my much needed bathroom break.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
Like, you will accidentally find nudity on the internet. That happens, like, I don't know. Once every three times I open a tab.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Weird shirt, lobster shorts.
Right, yes.
Space hoodie.
PacSun.com.
Naked body.
On ESPN Kansas City.
I had to finish chewing my stuffed pepper. Because Rudy has this awesome thing where he says... All right, here we go. As we're returning from a break... Immediately after, I have thrown an entire stuffed pepper into my fat face.
In my defense, when you work as many people as I do, so most people just tell me to tell them like that. So, like, I don't
really
remember, like, when you work at, like, five different hosts, sometimes... Like,
no, that's totally fair.
You get people mixed up on who likes what.
No, that's totally fair. And I've had to figure out...
Also, you're a professional, so, like, I feel like you don't need, like, a minute to get ready.
Well, I don't need a minute to get ready. No, I can... I mean, if you say, hey, your mic is on in 3, 2... And as long as I can get into the chair, like, actually not even, as long as I can get to the microphone, I'll stand up. That's all fine. The problem, the hurdle that I'm still working on how to clear exactly is how to successfully do a show with a full mouth. And honestly, that's been something that we here at ESPN Kansas City have been plagued by for a long time, trying to figure out how to clear that hurdle, and we just haven't quite solved that puzzle yet.
I mean, I can give you like a 30 next time, like when the last commercial's playing?
I think that's what Beards usually does.
Is that what he
none
does?
Of it. None
and
of it.
That's
it
is, thing. Like, I don't know exactly what Beards does.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not trying to be exactly.
And
like
see,
Beards,
you don't have to be Beards.
I like. This is your show, so I want to like try to make it feel like you know he's hasn't left you. Like.
Yeah, but see, that's the. But like, I understand. You know, you don't want to feel. You don't want. You don't want to shake things up. I think that's the right way to go about it. But I listen. The wife's out of town. And somebody's got to be in here running the show. Why? We don't want you to pretend everything's exactly the same. Yeah, I did just wed myself to Beards. Levitard uses that phrasing all the time with Stugat, saying like this is who I'm professionally married to. And
there's a lot of truth in it though.
Hey, there is
with other jobs. I mean, obviously you have people you see every day. But you're not necessarily talking to them for four straight hours.
I also screwed up a tweet.
And then also the, what, 2 hours? Depending on who you are. Some shows, I don't know how long Levitard they like to prepare for or what they do necessarily post-show. But that's a lot of times where you're talking. I know they have a full crew, but where you're really just talking to like one person.
Yeah. Yeah, that show is weird because they have so many people. But yeah, very often it's that or it's, yeah, you're basically communicating with one other person that whole time. I have sent out that tweet again, Rudy, that you retweeted of me tweeting in the third person, which isn't exactly what I do.
Sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah. There's an important opinion posed by Kate Fagan, who works for ESPN. And she's filling in on Around the Horn right now. They've had a couple different fill-in hosts the last couple days, or last couple weeks maybe. I'm guessing that Reality's off. He's never off, so it would make sense for Reality to get a vacation. But she said that, as she has said many times, and also said on Pardon My Take, oatmeal raisin is the best cookie. I would like to have a conversation about oatmeal raisin cookies. I like cookies. I like a wide variety of cookies. I'd say the flavor profile in general throughout desserts that I'm most a sucker for would be chocolate mint flavored things. I really like mint chocolate chip ice cream. I have some mint Oreos at my house right now that are very good. But whenever I think of the texturally most satisfying cookie, I think of an oatmeal raisin cookie. I like a good oatmeal raisin cookie. I like a bad oatmeal raisin cookie.
That was a good answer because the show could have went one of two ways.
Uh-huh.
I'm a big fan of the oatmeal cookie.
Okay.
And people who are the oatmeal raisin cookie.
Uh-huh.
Like, people who like want to hate on oatmeal because they're like, oh, I don't like raisins. A great fruit.
Okay.
I love raisins.
You like raisins? This is even more exciting. I
love to just get like a thing of raisins.
Uh-huh.
I can just grab a handful and just eat some raisins. Raisins are great.
I have a big tub of raisins on my shelf. It's one of the few things I have on my shelf at home right now. And honestly, I should have eaten them instead of animal crackers for breakfast today. I did eat my emergency yogurt though today. So I had animal crackers that someone else bought but were fair game, and yogurt that I've had in my mini fridge for like a month. But yeah, okay. So I like an oatmeal raisin cookie. I don't know if there are a lot of cookies I don't like. I like a good chocolatey cookie. I like a white chocolate chip macadamia nut cookie. It's a textural surprise. I really like that a lot also.
I don't like it's kind of like the flaky coconut cookie thing.
Oh, I like those.
I don't like those.
I think it's a macaroon. Because there are macaroons and like macarons.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of those. Like, here's the thing. I'll eat it. You give me one, I'm not going to say no.
I like those.
I don't hate it.
But I'm not thinking.
It's at the bottom of my
ranking. I think that's a different thing, though. It's probably technically called a cookie, but I'm thinking of something that is doughy and probably has a thing in it. I like snickerdoodles. And those are like, I think those are probably my bottom rung.
Maybe one of your more overrated cookies. Like most people always talk about how good they are. And I'm with you. They're fine.
You know what? You know what?
I don't think they're great.
I think bottom rung, one rung below a snickerdoodle is a sugar cookie. And during the Christmas season, in the shape of a gingerbread man, maybe a Santa hat. Oh, put some frosting on it. It's still a good thing. But I think sugar cookies are the most overrated. This is actually the question I wanted to get to, is the most overrated and underrated cookies. I think sugar cookie is my most overrated. The only cookie that I will straight up not eat if it's in front of me, not eat at least one of, are those ones you can get from the store that are like basically a cakey sugar cookie, and then it just has like that disc of frosting on top and some sprinkles.
You don't eat those?
I can't, man. They are nasty. Go ahead. It's okay.
I love them. Now, like, I never go buy them, but like, I don't know why, but that is like the go-to like family thing.
Yep. Man, you're going to a Memorial Day?
I can go to town on them.
Grilling
man.
Party,
found,
Labor Day.
Man, I found
4th of July.
It was essentially the same thing. Two cookies with just a thing of frosting in the middle, so it was like a cookie sandwich. Oh, man. It's a lot of sugar, but man, it was good. Pretty good.
I just, yeah, those are the only, I mean, listen, this is not a, I am not casting dispersions. I am certainly not taking this from like a, yeah, I just try not to eat too much sugar standpoint. It's my Route 44 diet cherry limeade, as if that's going to keep my pancreas pumping. But those, what are those cookies called?
I just call them store cookies.
Yes, store-bought sugar cookies. That's the thought. Yep, got them. I found them, yes. Lofthouse style, I guess. Lofthouse sugar cookies. But yeah, they're store-bought sugar cookies. Store-bought sugar cookies are their bottom rung. I'm not Skip Baylessing this.
I mean,
there's room
thing,
for
to be
more
fair. Yeah, I won't even necessarily disagree that they're not at the bottom, because like a good like freshly cooked.
Sorry,
like
don't mind my Rush Limbaugh like, paper crunching.
Like chocolate chip cookie is like without a doubt the way to go. Ooh, nice.
I got a little inflatable 8-10 football that's in the studio that I can throw at you if I need to for any
sweet
reason.
Sweet. But yeah, like without a doubt, like the really good like homemade fresh cookie or whatever, like there's so many cookies that are better than the store-bought cookie, but the fact that I can just go to the store and get like 12 of them.
You can go to the store and get better cookies. I've done that.
Yeah,
at Walmart, they have little
bags. I feel
like
bags. Those also things are so cheap too.
No, at Walmart they have little bags. You for a dollar you can get 3 cookies, and I'll grab some of the white chocolate chip macadamia nut cookies, go to town on those. If you have cookie takes, you can tweet at Kansas City ESPN, at JB Briscoe, or you can call the show, which George has done. George, give us a cookie take.
Okay, first off, glad to have you back from the zombie apocalypse.
I only heard the phrase zombie
sorry,
apocalypse.
Somebody turned off the program on phone one also.
My microphone gets turned off too now? Wait a minute, either that's an initiation or a diss. I don't know which.
I don't know, but either way, it was done by Rudy, and he won't be here by Monday.
To be fair,
you're safe
somebody
way.
Turned them all off and didn't turn them back on, which
all
is
right.
One of my pet peeves.
Urchin, could you?
Yes, it's perfect. Okay, now let's go ahead. Okay. We go to George now, live for the first time.
Welcome. Have a good day, guys. Alrighty. So, any fresh made cookie, head and shoulders above any store bought cookie. I don't care what brand it is.
I'm okay with that. That's a fair ruling.
Okay. With that said, my lowest, next to cardboard and sandpaper, are Fig Newtons.
Oh, I kind of like Fig Newtons.
Oh, no. And then they started doing strawberry Newtons.
I kind of like those.
I really like the strawberry Newtons,
oh,
man.
No.
The dough on that is just so putrid. Ugh. Maybe the filling is okay as jam, but the cookie itself is horrible.
Now that I think about it, The Fig Newtons that I've mostly had, I haven't bought Fig Newtons, but I was thinking about Fig Newtons last night. I don't know why. I guess this is what happens. You don't buy groceries for a month. You start hallucinating about Fig Newtons. But Fig Newtons with a little bit of peanut butter on them, that is a step up in the Fig Newton category. But also, that's a lot of work to put into a cookie. So you know what I would argue? I would at least say Fig Newtons are not a cookie.
Well, okay, I'll live with that. Then what do you call those wafer cookies with the cream filling that look like waffles?
Oh man! Oh, they're like the really thin like waffle cookies.
Yeah,
I think they're called
Stroop. Yeah,
like
they come in like
cream,
pink,
with, like,
white, and brown.
On the outside.
Yes, yeah, those are. I don't know. Those are amazing though.
They're just pure
fun.
Sugar.
Those are great for dinking in milk. Dunking.
Yes.
Excuse me, dinking. chose where I might read his. dunking in milk. Those are good. And they come, and those, if you've ever bought the Mexican versions of those, they come in flavors too. They
oh,
got the banana filling and the strawberry filling and the chocolate filling, and those are really fun. So if you ever go into like a Mexican grocery store,
yeah,
look for those there. They're really good.
Okay, I will. Let me try to meet to match you on something here. You know those little Biscoff cookies that are like little tea cookies? You're supposed to dip them in coffee or tea or whatever.
Sure. The biscotti.
Yes.
Yeah.
I guess Biscoff is maybe a specific brand.
Maybe
I don't
the brand,
know.
Yeah.
There is a Biscoff creamy cookie butter spread.
Ooh.
That will change your life. I don't care how much it is. It's worth a jar of it is $100 at the grocery store. I think it's like $4. It will change your life. There is a problem to it, which is what do you put cookie butter on? But get a jar of that. I mean, you put it on anything, and it's amazing. That's the thing. Like, you could just go out to your lawn and then just break off a piece of tree bark and put it on, and it would be amazing. I'm dead serious. But get the crunchy kind that has, like, little cookie bits in it.
Ooh.
Oh, it's the best. It's unfathomable. A friend of mine in my homeschool high school group would just eat it. This is going to sound very on brand. He's not a weirdo. But he just brought it in one day with a spoon, and he was like, here, try this. And we're all like, okay. And it was like, oh, my goodness, this is perfect.
30-second take. What's your view on Oreos?
Overrated, but I enjoy them. I like the mint ones. I have those at my house right now. Also, one of my roommates got a normal kind of Oreo. They're fine. I'll eat like one or two if they're around because I'm going to eat a cookie. But I would say they're generally overrated.
And what about Girl Scout cookies?
Ooh. Oh, man, this can of worms. I need a chart with all. You go on Girl Scout cookies. I got to get a chart of names up.
Well, there's obviously the Thin Mint, and then
yes,
the Dosey Doze or the pecan cookies, and then the fudge stripe cookies, and
which
you know,
ones
they got
are the ones with
lemon cream,
caramel delights, Thin Mint, and caramel delights for me. Those are one and two.
I like the pecan sandwich cookies. Those are mine.
I need to find a picture.
Butter sandwich cookies, whatever they are.
I think my most overrated cookie is the Thin Mint Girl Scout cookie.
Oh man,
I don't mind them, but they're not. They're like everybody's favorite.
They're not the do-all, end-all. I agree with you.
That's also true. Here's the thing about the Thin Mint that I think is really overwhelming. Have you ever tried to eat just one or even just not the whole roll?
Impossible.
It's impossible. They are the most edible thing on the planet. You cannot eat one and then not 17 more.
And then you do know they make Thin Mint ice cream now.
I think I've actually had that at one point. Oh, man, I love...
Cheese makes it.
Oh, I'm Googling that also. I love chocolate mint things.
Well, I like mint. Chocolate part. In fact, the hardest thing to find is peppermint ice cream outside of Christmas.
Oh, George, you're speaking my language. Preach.
Now, the question then is, white ice cream or pink ice cream?
Oh, that okay. I like the pink ice cream because it just kind of. What else do you get pink ice cream? It's usually like strawberry or something. So
yeah,
I like a little pink
go.
With some flex in it.
No, not flex, Chief. The actual peppermint red and white little pillow candies.
Oh, pillow candies and ice. All right.
Peppermint ice cream with the red and white bits. Oh, now, we don't have it here anymore thanks to some horrible food poisoning, but Bluebell.
Yeah.
White ice cream with the red and white pieces, the candy pieces in it. And they still only sell it in the gallon format. You can't get this, none of this 59-ounce, 48-ounce nonsense.
whenever there's an open tub of peppermint ice cream, I'll go ahead and get to the bottom of a gallon solo. We're good. I'll get there.
Knew I liked this show. Okay, very, very quick. So, what is your college rival? What you're famous for always picking sides. What side are you against?
You mean for my actual college?
Well, no, you tell me. What's on the other side of the fence? Who are them versus us?
I don't really have any collegiate ones, but the Broncos and Raiders are about definitely both those for me.
Okay, with that, I'll leave you with a bad joke.
Yes, okay, I'm ready.
Okay, your comment to me is, how come?
Okay.
Okay, so I was talking to a Raider fan who said he really didn't like the new Star Wars Solo movie.
How come?
He kept waiting for the red plastic cup.
It's so dumb and so good. George, thank you for reminding me also how much I miss peppermint ice cream and how important it is that I find that.
You can find it every now and then, like Blue Bunny will carry it every now and then, or the Turkey Hill brand every now and then, but it is rare to find. Baskin-Robbins, just remember, Baskin-Robbins always carries it in their bin.
Oh, okay.
And it's pink.
Okay, perfect. That's very exciting. Rudy, you want to take a field trip right now?
Pardon now?
We can put this right in automation.
Yeah, all right. Well, rest of you
I'll
guys,
find an old show. We'll just play the second hour by just let it go.
That's good. Let's just put it in automation. Enjoy ESPN Radio. We're going to go find some Baskin-Robbins.
Adios, guys.
Thanks, George. So good. Yeah, all right. I mean, it sounds like you're probably joking, but I think we ought to do that.
I mean, I'm down.
That's a good point also on the just the mint and not mint chocolate. I love mint chocolate chip and all of that. But I think what I really love is that that's the place where I can get mint things. I love mint ice cream.
That's true. They don't make a ton of just mint.
Yeah.
Usually you get mint with the chocolate.
I love minty gum. I constantly have some minty gum. I'm a big fan of mint flavors. I would say, is peppermint the best mint flavor?
I think peppermint's my favorite because I love those little peppermint, like little pillow candies.
Yeah, those are amazing. But also, like, I like spearmint a lot, like when it's winter green. I like green
okay,
mint.
Yeah, I like a winter green. Like, it's almost like it's almost like a chili burn in a way, almost. So you get that initial sensation.
Do you like cinnamon?
It's like that double.
Overrated flavor? Cinnamon. Not on like cinnamon, but like cinnamon gum. Fake cinnamon? Overrated. Big red gum? Trash.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Because it's
out of
like,
there.
Yeah.
Get out of here. Oh, great. My mouth hurts now. Perfect.
Yeah,
I feel
like
my mouth is
to make
is
like a really spicy gum. Like, I don't want like a soup. Like, I just want that little, like, it's that mix of almost, it's not really spice, but you know what I mean? It almost feels like
your
mouth's
getting
like a little
spice.
Hot.
Yeah, it's garbage.
But
give
with
me
a
some
little
peppermint
bit
ice
of,
cream.
But with that coolness also in there. And it gives you that weird feeling in your mouth.
I forgot to mention, oh, God, I hope George is still listening. Go find the mint chocolate chip gum that the brand Extra makes. That gum is crack. And if you're not, the chocolate is very vague, but here the thing about it that's worth buying one pack of it, it tastes like mint chocolate chip ice cream. Now, I'm just looking, I have hover zoom on in Chrome, so I'm just looking at this giant picture of peppermint ice cream, and there is nothing more that I want to do in this life than to get out of here and go find me a big bowl of peppermint ice cream.
I think it's on Grubhub. There is a ice cream place that delivers on Grubhub. I don't know how that works, but there is an ice cream place that delivers on Grubhub. I don't know what flavors they have. Maybe there's peppermint. I don't know, man. Maybe. You can just get peppermint ice cream delivered to you whenever you want, maybe. Possibly. I don't know.
There's something about how to make it, man. I don't really want to DIY my ice cream, but to make this... And this one's got little red and green chunks of candy cane in it. Oh, it just looks like a dream. All right, through Grubhub, you said? Okay.
Some Italian, ice cream place. I can't remember what that stuff's called now. There's like a specific word for it. I'm drawing a mind blank.
What, gelato?
Gelato.
How long is this commercial break?
5 minutes.
All right, start the timer.
You're listening to Almost Entirely Sports.
If I ever order Uber Eats to bring me McDonald's, please do kill me immediately.
With Joshua Briscoe.
Or actually, just let heart disease do it. It'll get there soon enough, I guess.
Yeah. On ESPN Kansas City.
Yeah. Brent just tweeted in and said, overrated oatmeal cookie, underrated peanut butter cookie. Your overrated is wrong. Oatmeal cookies are underrated, or at the very least, overhated. But on the peanut butter train, this reminds me, underrated... No baked cookies, heavy on the peanut butter. No baked cookies are criminally underrated. Also, if my mom is still listening, maybe this will make her forgive me for saying that I didn't like having my birthday be so close to Christmas. Because my mom makes very, very good no baked cookies with peanut butter in them. I think we as a society need to be more grateful for oatmeal. It's very versatile. It's a real nice textural experience. It throws in some little surprises. Instead of just eating a normal cookie, eat a cookie with oatmeal in it. I feel like that's just, it's only a good thing. Lots of people are childish about textures and stuff. Beards, if Beards was here, he would inform us that he only likes chocolate chip cookies. And that is, this is why it's funny and ironic that he's usually on the other side of the glass for this show. In a lot of ways, he's the exact person I'm trying to eradicate. It's a real gift having you here today, Rudy, where we can appreciate a dang oatmeal raisin cookie together. He just loves Coke. He's in Colombia right now. Have you had oatmeal? Have you had carrot raisin salad?
I haven't.
Oh, it's so good. I'll tell you about that next, maybe? I don't know. How dumb is this?